Welcome to The Art of Hobbiness, where you have co-hosts me, Tam, and Erin, just two little ladies standing in front of a hobby, asking it to love us.
I love that intro. I love it.
Maybe I can do a whole series where I just pull lines from a movie. Hobbies, you don't need no
Grey's Anatomy, you know, whatever.
Nope, that can't work. Yeah. We can't do that. Yeah. Accent's terrible.
Well, I am super excited about our topic today.
Yes!
And it's something I think we have both been thinking a lot about, and it's kind of I think a lot of people can relate to it, and is there a gender hobby gap?
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, if you do a quick Google search, Google will tell you no, there's no gender.
I don't understand that at all. Like,
Google's like, you're silly.
Yeah. So, yeah, based on Google, apparently men and women have the exact same number of hobbies, different hobbies, but, and statistically, it doesn't feel right because anecdotally in our lives, I know we've talked a lot about that. Our husbands have always had way more hobbies than us.
Yeah. I feel like just within our own home, there's like a glaringly obvious like hobby gap between us and our spouses.
To a point of stress between in our relationships.
It induced us making a podcast
when we tried to figure out how to hobby.
So it was so problematic that we were like, there's got to be a solution, right? And I just wonder, like, it can't possibly be that we just, you know, coincidentally found each other, found ourselves both like struggling to find a hobby, wanting to find like the desire actually there to find a hobby, and statistically that not be accurate.
I know. It doesn't feel right at all. It's so hard to believe. And so I'm so excited to just kind of dive into this a little bit more and some of the things we've read and research we've come across and just different ways to like think about it, because it's been something we just really want to
get straight. If you just kind of like just start like just diving into it, just looking into hobbies itself, right? You know, I think I mentioned previously that when I was trying to find a hobby on my own, you know, prior to us really kind of working on this together, every time I would Google hobbies, I would get the same five things. Mm-hmm. It was like sewing, crafting. Like it always seemed like very stereotypically gender specified towards me, which I didn't know if like, was that just my Googling? Like, was I just not used? Like, was I using key terminology that pointed me in
Google
that direction?
Just knows that it's you typing. And
they're always listening. Or was it, you know, like I just didn't, those things just didn't speak to me. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's what kind of got me in my lockup of hobbying. And then, you know, I look at like, for instance, Pat's hobbies, and Pat's hobbies are very like lengthy, time-consuming hobbies that
outside of the home
that take him outside of the home, which helps him with having that like uninterrupted time, right? Where, you know, as a mom, like we feel like we're usually trying to, if we try to start a hobby, we're worried of that interruption that kind of pops in, right? Which I think Pat has some hobbies where that are in the home, and I'm sure he has similar concerns as me. He just seems to navigate them better. And so my personal journey is just trying to figure out how to navigate them similar to how Pat does. But anyway, so I talk about that just to kind of say, like, do you think that maybe is there a possibility that the hobby gender gap is maybe isolated to just us and not more widespread? Or is it our generation? Like, is it millennial women themselves?
I think I don't think it's just us. Okay. I definitely don't think it's just us. I think we both talk to other people that feel this way. And I definitely think it's our generation's been hit hard because our generation for women have been grown up with this idea that we need to have it all and have you working moms, successful at everything, which doesn't leave a whole lot of space for leisure activities. But historically, even I think that's probably true. Whereas, you know, previously women were more in the home, but you still had a full-time job raising a family. And so, you know, that gender gap, maybe women have hobbies, but it's more inside the home. And that's just kind of continued still today. And I do think that people are branching out much more now than ever. I mean, you're doing fly tying, so that's different. But, you know, I guess it comes back to like, what is the definition of a hobby?
Oh, and that's a great point.
Does doing cooking in the home for your family count as a hobby, or is that a chore? You know, and I think that maybe it comes down to the definition of a hobby, the way you look at it. Kind of looked up what a hobby.
Yeah, like, what is the actual definition of a hobby?
And the dictionary definition of a hobby is just an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure.
Okay.
And so to me, I think if something brings you happiness, no matter where it is, mm-hmm. then that's, you could consider that a hobby, right?
Yeah. It almost sounds like you take that definition and you do some like self-reflection, right? Mm-hmm. Like I hear the definition and immediately I sat to myself and was like, what is there anything that I do that like repeatedly that I do for leisure? And I mean, I guess I could argue like I very much love shoes. I like to have shoes.
Collecting shoes.
Collecting is mm-hmm. a hobby, right? Yeah. People like that. In fact, that's probably a common mm-hmm. hobby, right? Is collection. Because if I think of collecting, a stereotypical collecting thing would be to me is collect or a hobby. A stereotypical hobby would be collecting, right? So I guess I could argue I collect shoes. Why did I not count that as a hobby? Mm-hmm. Why did I just dismiss that? Mm-hmm. Why did I not pull that in? That's something for me to kind of think upon as I kind of go through this.
Yeah, I agree. Huh. I think, you know, I started reflecting on the things that I do that are outside of just normal activities, mm-hmm. daily activities, and even, you know, exercising. If it's something that you enjoy, it's leisurely, it's just for to make you feel good, mm-hmm. then that can be considered a hobby.
Yeah. Why right? do you think you never considered it as a hobby?
I guess I've always looked at it as like it's I'm trying to achieve something. I'm trying to get fitter, healthier. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily always leisure or to make me happy.
So but this one has more of a goal. And so for you, that goal didn't line up with your views of hobby.
Maybe. Maybe in my mind, I've always thought like a hobby is, and there's no end goal, and so if there is a goal, then it can't be a hobby. The more we talk about it, I mean, that's just not true.
Yeah,
so it's just a mind shift.
So I think like what we're finding is the more that we kind of dive into this, we really are learning about ourselves in this.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're right. We, you know, right there, just in like trying to do this podcast together, we're redefining what hobby means just to ourselves mm-hmm. and personally and mm-hmm. what that looks like, which is incredibly helpful for me. And I'm sure you too, to kind of help you feel a little bit more confident in some of the things that you've done.
Definitely.
On your own time. Like for instance, you know, working out, and you were like, no, that's not a hobby. Like you were very confident about that mm-hmm. in an earlier episode, but now you're almost kind of like, maybe that's not the case. Mm-hmm. Maybe that is a hobby that I've had all along that I just didn't appreciate for the fact of what that is.
Right.
Maybe that's what our husbands do differently. Maybe they, and one of these times we'll need to bring them on and interview them.
Oh my gosh.
Because I think I would actually yes. very much enjoy like really sitting them down and picking their brains to figure out how they got to where they got with all that they have, their hobbies, and like how they navigate those going forward, you know?
I would be really curious because it does seem like they have more just, I don't know, just follow their heart mm-hmm. to whatever like they want to do, you know?
Like they just never, yeah. and they never discredit, mm-hmm. I feel like. Yes, I mean, I'm speaking for true. Pat, but I don't feel like Pat ever discredits what he's working on. Mm-hmm. He is just very confident and finds, like if it's something he's motivated to do, he finds the time for it. And I feel like I'm definitely guilty of discrediting my interests.
Yeah.
Like for instance, me talking about how I really like shoes. I mean, I even have like shoe shelves. Like, so
I mean, I think that's a real hobby and a pet, like something right? you like.
Why
you know?
Would I and not count that yeah. as a hobby? I'm just sitting here kind of like, what did I do to myself there? Why did I not give myself
credit for
that? I almost
feel like sometimes
that?
As women, we downplay the time that we need for ourselves mm-hmm. or we just are very critical on ourselves. We don't want to make too big of a deal about what we like mm-hmm. or we don't want to take time away from our families mm-hmm. or other people. We're just really bad about putting ourselves first.
Well, yeah. Know? I mean, we yep. grew up in like a generation that I feel like was constantly trying to break the glass ceiling, mm-hmm. right? Like I always say like I'm a hustler. Like I feel like I'm always trying to fill time with work mm-hmm. and it's not necessarily fulfilling. It's just because I felt like that's what I needed to do to be successful is I need to be hustling all the time, trying to do something. So, you know, I almost wonder if maybe I put hobby as like, a negative connotation because it was like time wasted preventing me from being that hustler that I was, which hustler I obviously put like on like a pedestal, yeah. like that's what I want to be. Mm-hmm. But the always being on the hustle isn't really giving you the time to take
know.
Back and look
I
at
mean,
yourself,
I mean, aren't you
right?
just so damn tired?
So tired
of hustling.
So tired yeah. of hustling. I want to find yeah. time where I'm not hustling mm-hmm. and feel like I'm like taking a step back and being like, ha.
Yep.
There's life.
Absolutely.
There's the meaning of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah, I think that statistically there may not be a gender gap in the number of hobbies people have, mm-hmm. but definitely in the way we define them and how we make space for them.
I agree.
I think there's got to be a huge, you know, difference.
It sounds like there is. And I feel like obviously we're finding it even in our own homes. Mm-hmm. And I feel that maybe the gender gap is even just generational, just like just between like women of our age, the millennial women that are just, again, like I said, we're just used to being hustlers. We're used to being like glass ceiling breakers, and time to take back for ourselves was almost kind of, for me, almost kind of seemed like failing. Like I was just like, I don't have any work to do.
Right.
Really? There's nothing for me to do that could be, you know, bring in the money and be independent, be tough.
Yeah. And I do think it seems like maybe that's shifting more as the people younger than us. Cause I feel like I'm seeing more people getting into, what you call like slower hobbies, you know, gardening.
I was gonna say, what's a slower hobby?
Just like things like, gardening, making your own food, things that like just really getting back to the basics. But again, that comes back women in the home
mm-hmm.
versus branching out and doing, taking the time, like going and spending 4 hours golfing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know some women do that, but it seems like more men do that. I don't know. Maybe that's just anecdotal. But.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you talk about like you feel that the generation below us is kind of picking up on the hobby mm-hmm. end. So that almost makes me really wonder if it truly is generational. And if it is, yay, younger generation for seeing what we did wrong mm-hmm. and trying to, you know, fix that. Because I feel like that's what you want for like the generations below you, right? Like you want them to be a better version of us, right? Like we look at our kids, I'm like, be better than me. You can be better than me. I wonder what will be the first thing that my kids bring up in therapy about me. I really hope I'm not the first thing, but I really hope it's that if I am, it's they're like, Mom, encourage me to be the better version of myself. And, you know, I hope that my kids will have hobbies. I even find myself, and I don't know if you've started doing this yet, but I've been starting to observe my kids on what they're doing. And they love crafting, right? They love drawing. I've been trying to say things like, what a great hobby you have. Like, do you think that could be your hobby? Like, I'm trying to use the actual word hobby because I almost wonder if hobby wasn't a word used around me as a kid, and therefore I just never picked up on that word.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Right? Like, maybe I never mm-hmm. heard it mm-hmm. in any of my interests that I liked, and maybe nobody helped me categorize it mm-hmm. like that growing up. So then maybe it just wasn't a word that I made sure to keep valid mm-hmm. in my life. You know what? Does mm-hmm. it make sense what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely. And I think by like us setting that example mm-hmm. for them to show that to them, mm-hmm. then hopefully that'll be more normal.
Yeah.
As they get older.
Just normalize
hobbies.
The word, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe that will even kind of help, mm-hmm. you know, even myself, like trying to use the word hobby and things and like even looking at the stuff. Like I think I'm going to take away from this episode is going back and just sitting down and look at all of my interests, all the things that I have going on, and really see like, was there a hobby underlying mm-hmm. living there this whole time? If so, why did I step away from it? Mm-hmm. Why did I not allow myself to call it what it is and embrace it and even run with it? Mm-hmm. Like, why did I get these shoes? I love these shoes. I created a shelf for these shoes so I can display them so I can see them proudly. Why am I not talking to anybody about those? Why am I not looking for other people to spend time with me to like talk about that? It's just interesting. That was a really great.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. As women,
enlightening episode.
We criticize ourselves more or downplay like our things that we like. I don't know. I do think that women really just like doing, you know, I joke with my husband sometimes that I'm kind of basic, you know, and like, I just like, but I'm not, you know,
no,
but it's
you
like,
are definitely
you know,
not basic.
But sometimes I think we say that about ourselves, downplaying the mm-hmm. things we like.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't. Like, what's wrong with going out and having brunch with your friends?
Right.
And having coffee, whatever. Why can't that be a hobby?
That's a hobby. Brunching. Yeah. And if it is a hobby, you're right. Like, mm-hmm. why does that get classified as basic? Which kind of, mm-hmm. not all the time, but can sometimes can have a negative connotation. Right. And it's like, well, then I could see how that could be discouraging of wanting to step up and say that that's a hobby if it already has a preconceived, like, negative connotation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Aaron, yeah. You're stumbling me into this thing now. We're like, now I'm angry. And now I want to talk more about like, brunching is now my new hobby. That's what I'm going to do.
Watching trashy TV is my hobby.
Brunch with me so much. We're going to brunch so hard.
I love brunch.
And I don't care if it's basic. You know, we're going to change the word of that. Because, like, if it is basic, it sounds like we've got a lot of us basic women out there. So there's our community. Mm-hmm. There's our people and our hobby that we're wanting to talk to and be with. I feel like you're, man, I'm going to have a very different tone in the very next episode. There might be a little bit more like, and you know what? Brushing my hair is my hobby. That's and right. I'm really That's great
right.
at it.
Yeah, I mean, people do their makeup really well. That's a hobby, right?
If so, I could just figure out how to do eyebrows. Mm-hmm. If there's anybody out there who could give me a master class on eyebrows, just want to learn those so bad. I think that would be great. So I feel... I have a new sense of enlightenment after kind of like tearing apart that that subject a little bit. I feel like I want to dive more into that personally. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's some stuff for me to walk away to be observant of my own personal world and
really
give myself
good topic
credit
to just pay attention to and be aware
add brunching
of
to your calendar.
And just we got to be easier on ourselves.
Yeah,
and just. Like, not be so serious, right?
Agree.
Yeah.
Give yourself credit for some of those things. Yep. Like, I feel like we there's hobbies are there. Maybe that's what Google's trying to say, that there's not a gender gap in the hobbies. Maybe it's that it's a perception
attitude.
Gap. Perception gap mm-hmm. is actually what exists there. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what we'll find as we keep going through this, is maybe if we really dive into ourselves, maybe we'll find that there was a hobby there all along, which is goes back to my intro, full circle. We're just two girls standing in front of a hobby asking it to love us.
Oh, we hope you enjoyed your time with us today on The Art of Hobbiness. Please come back for more.
Bye.
Bye.